Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Dream Big Podcast with Bob Goff and friends. I'm your co-host, Scott Schimmel, and we're coming back after a week break last week, spending some time learning and listening. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, hey everybody, Bob here. It has been a really, really challenging period of time. I think people's awareness, the things that are on their mind, the things that they're trying to sort out, and what we're all trying to do is find really safe, truthful voices to speak into a lot of confusion. And so I'm just so delighted that you get to listen into a conversation today.
Yeah, we had probably 3 or 4 months ago this conversation with Morgan Harper Nichols. If you're not familiar with her, well, you're probably not on Instagram because she's been so active and such a fan for so many for years as a poet, as an artist. She really caught on by not telling her own story, but by telling other people's stories through art, through graphic design, through poetry. And as people, as we are, like everybody, learning how to listen in this new time, she's a voice that I think can lead us, teach us, how do we go about listening? Because it's not necessarily our hearts that want to listen, but it's how do we do that well? How do we hold space for other people? How do we give them the time and chance to share their story and their experience? She's really an expert at that and really beautiful in how she approaches it.
Yeah, and you can't tell someone else's story if you haven't taken the time to listen to it. And I hope that that will be one of our reactions to all of the things that have been going on. We'll take a moment, take a genuine interest in the other people around us, so that we can not just tell our story, but we can tell their story. And so I hope you'll listen in to somebody that actually has done a terrific job of that, and so that we could start emulating that for ourselves. Hey, Morgan, thank you so much for joining us today. I am so excited for people to hear from you. For the people that haven't met Morgan Harper Nichols, she has a new book out. It's called All Along You Were Blooming. So let's talk about that. Who are you? Can you give us a introduction and tell us what you're about?
Yes. So I am a writer and an artist. And in many ways, I feel like what my day to day looks like, it's a lot of the stuff that I love to do at 6 years old.
Yeah. Nice.
And I spent a long time of my life kind of like, oh, well, I love to make things. I love to write, but I guess I got to go do grown-up things. But the past 5 years of my life, after a big career change, I was like, I don't know what to do. And essentially, I just started trying to write poetry and make art about that exact thing of just feeling like I wasn't headed anywhere, like nothing was going on. And as it turns out, a lot of other people feel that way. So I write for people's stories. So people can Instagram DM me or email me stories or topics, questions, and I respond with art. And
wow.
I thought I would do it for like a week in 2017. And here we are 3 years later. And I was, before this conversation, I was doing just that. It's become a huge part of how I connect with others and how I also like get connected with my own story too. So
yeah, you're touching millions, literally, actually millions of people's lives with your art. That's a long way to come from being a musician and touring and all that. And I think we're all wondering the same thing when we're on this podcast. Those that listen to this Dream Big podcast are wondering how I've got this ambition. There's some things that I'm capable of doing for you, singing, it was in the arts. But then you refined that. You gave it a quarter of a twist. Can you tell us about where that happened? There's all these things you're good at, and you could have continued to do the things that you're capable of. But you said, I actually want to give it a quarter of a twist and actually start telling other people's stories through my art.
Yeah. That's such a good question. I think for me, when I was 25 back in 2015, I had kind of been, I had been doing music and I had been trying to do all the the list of things that you do to be a professional singer-songwriter. I moved to Nashville. I was able to record an album, and I was doing all of these things. And I was like, okay, this is what you have to do. Like, you have to tell your story. Like, you have to tell your story with your songs. Like, you have to, like, get photo shoots, and you have to, like, show where your hometown and all these things. And I was just kind of going through the list, and I did this for many years, and I kind of hit a point when I was 25 where I was looking around and my husband and I were broke and we were just like, okay, well, this is fun, but I don't know if I can keep doing this. Like, maybe this is just like a childhood thing and it's something I have to put behind me. Like, maybe my story is not good enough. And then I just went down a whole rabbit trail of maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I shouldn't create at all.
Oh, isn't that crazy where all that stuff, I'm just seeing quite a few people, though I can't see them, in their cars or running or jogging, nodding their head to say like, wow, did I miss the turn? Is this... does it make sense? You start asking questions about really the core of who you are and all the expressions of who you are because you got some feedback from the marketplace. And so we let the economy start driving our creativity. And I'm not sure we want to give the steering wheel to the marketplace to decide who you are. But you made a courageous step because I've listened to your album and it's really good. You could have continued to do this, but you made that pivot. And so you're broke. And if you're listening and you're broke, it's actually awesome. You want to talk to somebody super uptight, find somebody who owns a Gulfstream because they're afraid they're going to lose the Gulfstream. If you're broke, I mean, what's a bad day? I mean, broker? Like, nowhere to go from down. Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah. So maybe using, I'm not saying put a happy face on it, but to actually reality check to say, okay, so the economics haven't worked for us in singing, songwriting. But I think there was much more than just saying, how can we make more money? In everything I've read and seen, you said, how do I make a bigger difference?
Yeah.
So walk us through that.
Yeah. So I think at the core of you know, my pursuit in music and wanting to do more music, I think what I found was like, I think at the core, like, I just really want to connect with others. And that just came from a place of, you know, growing up, I'm a homeschool preacher's kid, and my parents are pastors of a really small church in Georgia where I grew up. And my circle of people was always relatively small, especially being homeschooled. It was just my sister and I. So we were even weird in the homeschool community because a lot of the other homeschool families, like, there were multiple kids. And it was, I often just felt like, where are my friends? Where are my people? Like, where do I fit? So music was a way that I could connect with others. So I think because that became like the first thing that I sort of found, it was like, oh, well, that's it. If like, that's the thing I have to do. And I got to be really good at it. And I got to be able to like pay the bills with it. And if not, you know, then I don't know what I'm going to do. So I think when I hit kind of rock bottom in 2015 and getting into 2016, it was like, I don't think I can keep going down this path because it's just not working. That was when I slowly but surely just started to see just a little bit like, maybe there are other ways to connect with people. Like,
yeah,
maybe I don't have to put everything into trying to be a touring musician. Like, maybe there are other ways to be a musician. Maybe there are other ways to tell stories. And I don't know what those things are. So I spent a while just starting to try to figure that out. I didn't know what it was, but I was just like, there are other things. I don't know what I'm good at or what's worth pursuing. But I was like, I do know that people's stories and connecting with people, like, makes me feel less alone in this world.
Isn't it crazy? And for those of you that haven't experienced this force of nature that I'm talking to right now, I mean, your connection with people has spanned, like, it's millions of people that you've done. And you found that through helping connect other people's stories and to take your artistry. And so just a word of encouragement for those that need to pull over to the side of the road, take a breath, stop driving like a maniac because you're just angry. What you need to do is to say, wow, a couple things haven't worked. What if we just catch our breath and say, is there another way? Can I give that a quarter of a twist? What was your quarter of a twist move from trying to connect people with music to what you're doing now with your art and telling stories?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so I would say that twist was when I started to realize that I had been attaching everything that I wrote to how was this a song? And then one night I wrote this incredibly vulnerable poem in my journal, but I think, and this was in 2016, and I think in that moment, maybe I was like, oh, this is normally a place where I like write music that may be a hit someday. But I'm like, these words feel like they're too vulnerable to like be fit into a song. I was like, they also don't rhyme. They also don't like fit into like a song, traditional strong structure. So it was like, what is this? I don't know, but I feel like it had to come out. I felt like it was all of these questions that I was starting to have, all of these feelings of feeling like a failure that I was starting to have. And the poem starts with, it says, when you start to feel like things should have been better this year, remember the mountains and valleys that brought you here. Well, it does rhyme, but it's just a long time between the rhyming lines. But it was just a very like, oh, this is, why am I sharing that I felt like a failure this year? Like, that's not something I normally share. Aren't I supposed to be presenting myself as this artist who's on the way up the mountain? Like, why am I talking about this? Like, where is this coming from? So I wrote that down and I read it and I was just like, sounds great, but I don't know if I really believe it. I don't really know if the mountains and valleys that let me hear are.
Oh, can we just pause and hover over that for a second? Because I think a lot of people, as they're exploring these ambitions and opportunities that they're making along the way, they will make a statement, kind of speak it into the world, not really knowing if this is true or not. Yeah. And what'll happen sometimes is it will speak a truth into the world and then we'll let the marketplace tell us whether that's true or not. And I want to call BS on that. I want to say, actually, can you say things that are true, whether they echo off of other people in the marketplace or not? That was a moment where you just wrote some true words about yourself and you said, I'm going to claim these to be true for me. And in that authenticity, that's where a lot of the beauty comes from.
Absolutely. I agree with that so much. And I think it's because like that's where I was in my story. I got to a point where I would say something. Like I remember one particular time I was in a songwriting session with a writer who I don't even remember their name. I barely remember what they look like. And I said something about, I want to write something about where I've come from. This is like years before that ended up happening. I was like, I want to write something about where I've come from. And I started to give some examples and they said, oh no, we can't write about the past right now. Like we got to write about the future. It's got to be positive. And that little thing they said, which was just them, they were just trying to help me as like a commercial songwriter. I end up taking that and turning that into, oh, so we don't talk about the past. Like we don't talk about the struggle like that. Okay. And I was like, whoa, like I allowed that moment to filter.
Yes. You made that a rule. Yeah.
Yes. I made it a rule and it was subconscious. I didn't even realize I did it till years later. I was like, whoa, that's huge. So I even think, you know, with social media sharing there, but even sometimes like we can share things with people and they can honestly truly have the best intention in wanting to help us, but because their reaction wasn't positive or what we expected, we can think, oh, well, maybe I should be quieter about that. Maybe I shouldn't share that. And yeah, so I feel like I'm growing, still growing for sure in terms of like being aware of that, you know, being aware of like, sometimes like the words that fell on the page, like that was just for you to read. Like sometimes it's for a book and sometimes it's just for you.
Yeah, beautifully said. I think sometimes if you could just have that moment of pause and not give other people license to rewrite your words for you, that's what I was hearing, to say, you know, these are things, actually don't try to make my words better right now. I want to make them more authentic to me. Let me just sit in them. And then instead of telling people, no, you've got to actually don't look back, look forward. Just say like, that's great. That perhaps is what you're doing. And I wish you well on that journey. And I actually don't even need your permission to go on mine. And I'm not going to give that kind of control to someone else. And it's not like they're trying to keep you down. They're just situationally unaware of what your situation is. They just don't know what's going on in your head. But then you ended up giving that still another twist. And there's 1.1 million people on Instagram that are saying, yes, I resonate with these things. And the reason why is you started telling other people's story in art and in words. Tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah, so that poem that I wrote, and I wrote that at end of 2016, and I got ready to actually share it on Instagram. And then I just like freaked out and I was like, nope, too vulnerable, not sharing that. Like, like it's one thing to feel these things, it's another to like share it with everyone. But at the same time, I felt like, I just felt this like little bit of like, I just feel like I need to like release this out into the world. I don't know why. So I shared it on another platform. I shared it on Pinterest, which at the time was just like a personal space for me. I wasn't really like sharing there publicly. The account was public, but it wasn't like, so I shared it there. I didn't use tags or link it to a website or anything. I just shared it there. And then that following January, I ended up finding out that it had been over the holiday period from November to January, it had been repinned over 100,000 times. And till this day, I have no idea how it happened. I've like tried to go back and scroll through and see like, where did this take off? But I honestly, I think now I can see, I'm like, oh, it was just person by person. And you know, when that happened, I would love to say the first thing I felt was, this is my purpose. Now I know what I'm going to do. But I actually still, I said to myself, I was like, you know what? Things go viral all the time. This is nothing. I was like, this isn't anything sustainable. This is a one-time thing. But the thing that unlocked it all for me and made me realize the whole aspect of writing for people's stories was I started to get messages from what most people would say are just everyday people, like didn't have a lot of followers or anything. And a lot of young people, a lot of young women saying things like, last year was the worst year of my life. And this is what this poem meant to me. Thank you for writing this. And their messages brought me back to the ground.
Yeah, beautiful.
It was that that showed me, oh, wait a second. All along, I've been trying to write my way up the ladder. And all along, I just needed to stay here on the ground and just look around. The people that I was meant to connect with are right here. Ordinary people. They are not industry people. They're teenagers, many of them, who are asking questions and their lives were dealing with uncertainty. They were freshmen in college who were dealing with things I was dealing with as a freshman in college. And then there were people who were dealing with things that were just far beyond anything I could ever imagine. And my jaw would just drop at some of these stories. I'm like, how on earth are you 21 and you've been through all of this?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't fair. It's not right. And I got to a point in 2017 where I was like, you know what? I may not be able to figure out this whole art as a career thing. I may not be able to be the best songwriter that ever lived. I may not be able to figure those things out. But I was like, I can at least write for her. I was like, yes. I can at least write for this person who just messaged me. And that's how it started. It was just like, in that way, it kind of felt like a responsibility. I was like, man, like if they feel like they can share that with me, like some stranger on the internet who just shared one poem, I'm like, I can at least respond to them.
actually you created this place where people felt safe. And if you haven't been exposed to what Morgan is doing, she is connecting with people. They are submitting their stories to her. She will make some artwork around that and send it back to them. And then also you'll anonymously, without attribution to them, offer into the world some beautiful truth about that. And I think that there's something super important about just creating safe places. And that's where you go. Wherever you go is a safe place. You don't need to get a hoodie that says safe place. What you need to do is just create them by your conduct, to say, you're welcome, bring your ish in here and we'll sort it out. We will figure it out together. And that's really been beautiful. I just want to thank you for releasing that. What's next for you? Will you continue to do this? I know you've taken some of your beautiful poems. They are in this new book that's out. What's next for you as we're thinking about you?
Yes. Yeah, so this past year, I've had some really surprisingly, like, just beautiful experiences with people that it just totally caught me off guard, and it's been inspiring me a lot. So at this point, I've lost track for how many people that I've written for, because I there's a point where I was doing this every day, and I still do it every week. And I've had three separate moments where someone walked up to me with their phone in hand, showing me like, hey, you wrote this for me.
Oh,
and in all three of those moments, and I live in Orange County, California, all three of them they all happened in Southern California, and they all happened where, and I don't know a lot of times like where people are when I'm writing for them. And they all three of them, the second I saw it, like, I remembered everything. I remember when they messaged me, I remember opening their message. I remember, and I was like, whoa, this is weird. And I like it. So,
you know what I'm thinking about too, Morgan, is the power that our listeners have to do the same thing in other people's lives.
I tell people all the time, please steal my ideas. I'm like, if you hear any of this and any of it inspires your own thing, I was like, absolutely use it. I was like, don't give me credit. I don't care. Because it's just taught me so much. And I'm just like, I think it's just, you know, in a time where connection feels really difficult for a lot of people, you know, it's like we have all of these ways to connect. And then for so many of us are like, where are my people? Like, why do I feel alone? Like, if you can hear anything I say that inspires you to make something for others. So one thing I'm working on now is I just signed up for fine art classes.
Nice. Go girl.
I'm a self-taught artist. So everything I make is just self-taught on my iPad. But my goal is to learn how to be a portrait artist. And I want to start doing this in real life. So I want to start sitting with people, hearing their stories, painting portraits. So I don't know what that looks like. I'm a major amateur right now, but that's what's next. I want to continue to dig deeper into like, how can this be like a real life thing? You know, how can we kind of get out of email? Nothing wrong with that, but email and Instagram, and how can we bring this into real life space? So,
yeah. So here's the transition to the action part of where we go. I don't care if you just make stick figures and you're listening to this. Morgan has been doing is creating a safe spot, and you and I can do that. Just let people know you're a safe spot by not telling everybody about what God said to you. And second, bring all your creativity. If you make custard pies, make a custard pie and put a poem on the top of it and send it my way. But if you're an artist, if you're creative, if you're just good with your words, let people know you're listening to them. That's what Morgan has done. And it's really resonated with several generations of people right now. And so just use what you got in your hand, whatever it is, use that and let people know that they're heard. And if you repeat back, if you reflect back to people, this is what I heard. Boy, people will feel that connection that you're talking about, Morgan. So thank you for doing this. If you're following on Instagram, join a whole pile of people, Morgan Harper Nichols, and listen to her music. This is just another co-venturer trying to be more and more authentic, as are you. with the things that are going on in your life and not making it all about you. That's what I love, Morgan, about what you're doing. You're making it all about the people around you. And that won't just work. It'll last. And that's what you're looking for. Thank you. Appreciate you making the time.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, everything that you just, my eyes are just like closed. And I was like, yes, thank you. These reminders. So thank you so much.
Well, Bob, it occurred to me a couple days ago, thinking about this conversation again, that this is a time ripe for poets and artists. This is a time to listen through the lens of artistry, through our hearts. And Morgan does such a beautiful job doing that. And it's hard sometimes to hear other people and their experiences. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's just a lot of volume and a lot of noise to speak over. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when we're trying to speak over a lot of the noise, just many, many voices speaking at the same time, it can sound like we're shouting when we're really just trying to speak over the noise. You're not trying to shout at all. You're just trying to be heard. Yeah. And so as we have many people who have important things to say and the things that are worth hearing, we just want to make sure that we take advantage of wide spots in the road where we can just actually sit down and listen. And I hope that this is a time for you, as you've listened to Morgan, that you can actually reflect. You can think, what are the voices out there that I could actually learn? How could I tell someone else's story better? How could I be picky with my words? How could I use my words as art to express these complicated thoughts in a really noisy atmosphere?
It can feel threatening. I think that's I'm watching with my friends and family. It can feel threatening to hear an alternative perspective, to hear people that you love have gone through hard things. I think it could feel threatening to your sense of what's right and wrong. I think it could feel threatening to your sense of what's real, what's not real, your own sense of how the world works. But I loved something that she said. She said, at the core, I just want to connect with others. And it comes back to a message, obviously, that you're so keen on, and that's love everybody always. Seek to love, seek to understand, seek to genuinely care what other people are going through, and create a space for them to share their heart and to share their voice and their experience.
Sometimes we think advocacy is raising our voice. We have a picture. I had a picture before. I was a lawyer for 30 years of what lawyers do. And advocacy sometimes starts by listening, having a better understanding, and then from a point of humility to say, boy, with a humble voice, how can I add mine to help you tell your story?
Well, thanks for listening, folks. We will be with you again next week. The most frequent questions we hear at Dream Big are actually really simple. The questions are this: how do I do it? How do I focus on my ambitions and bring them to life? How do I reorganize everything and move towards these dreams that are inside me? That's what Dream Big is all about. And we want to give you an actionable resource that you can use so that you can move from your ideas and your ambitions to reality. So go to the link in the show notes, download a really simple workbook that you can use today.